And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckenhaus and Monique Donnelly. And this is our Exposed segment on Worship Factory. And we are still in studio with the one and only Kelly Lou Rain Beck. You may just heard some of her fantastic music. You can catch her out on iTunes as well. And worshipfactory.net for networking. Go to the site as well. Get online, get connected, as we always say here at Worship Factory. So we wanted to get a little bit further into Kelly's story, being such a gifted, talented musician as you are. So I wanted to get in also for what you're doing at Real Life Church with this Generate. As far as, tell me a little bit about what's happening with the Generate there.
Yeah, sure. Right now I am sitting with two college-age folks.
Yes, yeah. We are here. Minor the
and John.
No one knowing this.
Yeah.
I guess so. The average age of college is 30.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. In America.
In America.
But Generate. Okay, so Generate is this new just program that Real Life just started putting on in June, and what it is it's a service on Wednesday nights from 7 to about 9, and for the first hour we have worship. Led by yours truly and my friends in the Generate band. I have a great, great, great band together there on Wednesday nights. It's just been a privilege to have such a great band and playing with some young kids.
What's the vibe of music?
The vibe is definitely, it's like Hillsong meets Jesus Culture with nice. A little more acoustic-y
Sweet.
Feel to it.
How is it different than regular Sunday service?
It's different because, I mean, we definitely, we try and get over and break boundaries, and we don't really have, like, limitations. There's a lot more freedom. At Real Life, I'm not sure if you've been there, but we like to do stuff that's, you know, Tomlin, who's the other guy?
Who's that other guy?
Matt Redman.
Again.
Redman and Tomlin.
I always forget names.
That's so bad. Sister. I really do. I love the songs. They're great songwriters. But, you know, we wanted to do something that was a little more edgy and just, like, let the kids have kids. I'm the same age. Let us all have, you know, freedom to just worship and not worry about, like, our parents sitting next to us or being a song that we've been singing for the past, like, 5 years. So,
because kids are embarrassed about that. About worship
and parents being beside us.
Are you really? I have a great relationship with my mom.
She does. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah,
I have a great relationship with my mother too.
Mm-hmm. But it's different too, you know. I mean, when you're going to something like Generate, you're sitting next to somebody who's like your same age. So there's a lot of peer pressure and
right.
worrying about, you know, putting on
so
a
there's
face.
Pros and cons.
Well, yeah, but we're giving people the opportunity to have a worship experience that's, you know, younger and more. Edgier, if that makes sense.
It's definitely a different feel.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So we do worship in the beginning. There's a message, and after we meet for like Q&A, we split up. The college group goes to the coffee house, and the high school goes into the student ministries room. So, and it's been great because I'm also doing I'm a student ministry leader, so I'm sitting in the groups with the kids afterwards. So I'm getting to know them. Getting to know your sister. I totally know your sister.
Oh, my little sister. Yeah, I have a little sister. She's turning 7. No, 7. She's turning 15.
You don't even know
That's
her.
A little different
That's
from
a little
seven.
Different than 7.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a big gap. No.
You are listening to Worship Factory Exposed section on KKLA 99.5.
Isn't it real?
It is. I'm actually... we're recording, and I'm exposed right now, and
Stop.
It's not good. It's not, but I'm doing it, and it works.
He's wearing
John, put your pants back on, John.
It's not that kind of a show.
One thing I want to discuss about Generate that I like personally is how you're meshing high school and college together, and I think that's really important because the college kids, we don't really have our heads on straight, but we have our heads more straight than the high school kids. Mm-hmm. And are you noticing? Like mentoring going on? I mean, are you noticing the college kids talking to the high school kids?
I have to say, I was a little opposed when I first heard about it.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. When I first heard about it, too, I was like, meh. I don't know if that would work. But, you know, to some extent, it is. And before, because I've seen the high school ministry, just high school ministry, and worship-wise and attentiveness, they have just, like, matured up.
Stepped up to the plate.
Yeah, totally stepped to the plate. And it could have been like the program before was a little less, you know, professional. But now I've just seen them grow just as attendees, you know. It's like a certain respect that you have when you come and you sit down and you actually participate. I know, like, when I was in high school, it was hard to do that and freely.
Hey, you know? Kelly, I have a question for you.
Yes.
So you're in front of all, like, literally thousands of people on a regular basis doing worship. Mm-hmm. Do you feel a sense of accountability in the way you live your life? Say, if you're out and about shopping, and do you feel a sense of responsibility to
I can't wear flip-flops. That's not acceptable.
Especially on the flip-flop matter, yes. I do. No, I'm just kidding. And before it was different for me because I worked in, like, a corporate business, you know, and so, like, everyone around me, nobody went to church, and even then, I needed to be more of an example. But I do feel, yeah, there is a certain amount of accountability, and I do want the people who are younger than me to have, like, a good example to look up to. Mm-hmm. Not like I'm saying, like, I'm better than anybody, because I have done, you know, you name it, and I'm not perfect, and I totally...
What? God can use imperfect people?
I know.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were perfect, Kelly. My image of you has totally changed now.
Don't tell my mom. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's really cool to, even when you do mess up, to have people see you mess up, because it's like, yeah, I did that.
Right, and being honest about it.
Oh, yeah, it's really important.
You know, and I have found when you are honest about the times that you mess up, it is really empowering to go, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Right.
This is that bad choice I made. This is, like, a lesson. Don't do it.
It takes
and God
the pressure
forgives, and I'm not going to do it. Yeah, and repent. Say, okay, I realize now that was dumb. I'm going to turn my ways. I'm not doing it anymore. And it's freeing to go, you know what? I made a dumb choice.
Yeah.
I just think that a lot of people put pressure on others to be perfect, and that's not the point.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not the point to be perfect.
Okay, what is the point, Kelly?
I try.
Crash and burn.
The point. I mean, that's a very big question to answer. But the point, I think, is to just love God and try and be as close to Him as possible. Mm-hmm. And just to live a life that shines His light, no matter what you do. And it's not like going to someone and being like, you need Jesus right now, boy.
Right.
You are doing the wrong thing. It's not like that. It's just loving on people.
Yeah. She was pointing the finger at me. Just want to let everybody know you couldn't see it. But you are listening to KKLA 99.5 Worship Factory Expose section, where we actually have fun in a conversation.
Yeah. Hey, and we were having this conversation the other day where... My friend, I've been going through some rough stuff, and my friend said, okay, Monique, is what you're going through and the choices you're making, are they drawing you closer to Christ, or are they pulling you further away from Christ?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. And,
That is the question to always be asking.
When we're dealing with controversial issues. Well, I'm coming back to the whole point you were saying about, you know, we don't have to be perfect. We need to just get closer to God.
Yeah.
Are our choices drawing us closer to God? Are we being an example to those around us?
Mm-hmm. Is your wearing flip-flops bringing you closer to God?
Yeah. I was just shocked when he had a friend.
Hey!
Hey! Oh, nice!
That's one more than you have, John.
That's true. That's why I have enemies like
I'm
you.
I'm on a roll today. This is so awkward and rare.
It is.
All right, pearls of wisdom.
Pearls of wisdom.
Yes.
Or pithy nuggets.
Pithy nuggets. Give it.
Well, I guess if it's about being young and being creative, I guess one thing we were talking about before, but this is like totally like semi off the subject, but being a Christian and living in a large city like Los Angeles, of course it's going to be hard. You're going to have struggles to, you know, hold your integrity and have some sort of accountability. But just... Stay positive and surround yourself with things that is uplifting in God's name and His light. Whether if it's like friends who have the same mindset as you. I mean, I'm not saying you don't have any friends who are unbelievers, because I think they need your friendship.
Yeah, for sure. But there's that verse that says, he who walks with the wise grows wise. And I think that's exactly what you're talking about.
Surround yourself in positive
energy. Gotta get
different
friends.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yes.
Be nice.
Yeah, and I just do good. I talked about it before with you guys earlier. Just my job, what I do in the coffee house. You know, we have the whole slogan, drink coffee, do good. It's sort of inspired
so
me.
So cool.
To just, to do good with everything.
Yeah.
You know? Not just like by buying coffee and doing good, but how else can we be sustainable and
right.
and share God's love through something practical? I mean, that's right. ultimately what speaks to people, being yeah. practical, rather than saying, you know, just maybe like a Bible verse to someone, show them an act of kindness, show them an act of God's love.
Because that's how sometimes you get to people. It's not through a Bible verse. It's about being real. You know,
yeah.
opening a door for someone, or hey, can I buy you a cup of coffee? That sometimes speaks louder than yeah. going.
They will
Jesus
know we are Christians by
this.
Our love.
Exactly,
right. We're going to be the hands and feet of Christ.
It is about love. It is about love because mm-hmm. that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
it's all about love.
But the L O V.
Yeah,
the way
all you need is love.
A little bit of dyslexia there, but
dyslexia.
Is
no,
it
he just, no, he just left off the E.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess if he spelled it like...
He makes his own word.
V-O-L or something like...
That's how he rolls.
Wah, wah, wah.
But I think college kids need to realize that this is, especially if you're a Christian college kid, this is our mission. I mean, we're in our own mission field. If we're surrounded by college kids that aren't, as you were saying earlier, that, mm-hmm. that aren't Christians, just be at that impact. I have a friend who now is, when I hang out with him, without, I'm not even acting weird around him, and I notice now he's starting to listen.
What?
Are you sure?
To Christian stations, and he's starting to talk and ask questions. So it's just, we have to do that. We have to yeah. be
and,
the
and
light.
The, one thing, too, don't go overboard. Don't think that's the thing that you have to do. You know, it's like, I have to convert them. I have to convert them. That turns people off. It's that's not what Christ is about, but... Yeah.
You know, Kelly, we've really had a great opportunity to be able to sit in with you and
thank
to listen
you,
to your heart and to listen to your music as well. And I just pray, my prayers are is that you continue to do what you do and continue to direct people's lives and let the Lord be your lead.
It's
just, it's been an incredible time together. This is Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5. Get connected, stay connected. We'll see you next week. We appreciate it.
See ya.
Later.